Welcome to the Organic Gardener Podcast. I'm your host, Jackie Marie Beyer. Let's get growing.
Hi, listeners. I'd like to invite you to visit our website at organicgardenerpodcast.com, where you can sign up for our newsletter, download our ebook on organic gardening basics, and get started on building your very own organic oasis today. Welcome to the Organic Gardener Podcast. Today, I just have a special guest here to talk about. They're showing a movie in Eureka called GMO OMG. And so I reached out to Carol Blake to ask if she would come on and tell us a little bit about the movie. And maybe we could talk about how you could have it showing in your community. And welcome back to the show, Carol.
Thanks. Thanks for having me, Jackie.
Yeah. So you had come on and talked to us once before about the Millions March Against Monsanto. And then today I thought maybe you could tell us more about this movie that they're showing in Eureka called GMO OMG.
Yes, indeed. We're going to be having a showing at our little theater, the Majestic Theater in downtown Eureka, and it's a free event, and it's being sponsored by our local health food store, who's very, very involved in the March Against Monsanto movement, and we paired up to do the event in May, and it was pretty successful. We had live music. It was a great event. And they're just marching along here and putting on this other event. And GMO OMG is a movie about it's a family that travels around the United States and talks to farmers and other entities about our food supply. And it's a young man and his wife and his two kids. It's a very family-friendly movie. And it's just very informative and very well done. We are lucky enough that our health food store is sponsoring this, and I would urge anybody to try and get their health food store in their town to sponsor this movie as well and have a public showing. I think that there's always more strength in numbers, and then you can have questions and answers afterwards and that kind of thing. You might be able to live stream it as well. I'm not sure about that, but it's a very good movie, and I highly recommend it. And as you probably know, October is GMO Awareness Month, so that's why this film is just so perfectly timed. We have a rural publication in Montana that's put out by our electric company called Rural Montana. And this month, the subject of labeling GMOs, genetically modified organisms, was addressed by our three Montana legislators. We only have three. We have our two senators, but we only have one representative because we're so small. So Representative Zinke and Senator Daines, both Republicans, have both bought into the lies that are perpetrated by the biotech industry. And that is, Monsanto claims that the GMO foods are natural. And because Daines and Zinke have never studied this, or they're not farmers, they don't understand the difference between natural hybridization, which I'm sure all your listeners understand, and injecting a foreign gene into our food supply. And that is clearly not natural. Because of that, they're signing up to support a bill that's currently in front of Congress right now that prohibits states from labeling frankenfoods. And it's very timely act that they're pushing, because Vermont last year had an initiative vote that approved the labeling of GMO foods. That's the state that Bernie Sanders represents. He's the senator from Vermont who's running for president now. And
very successfully. So they have
exactly. He's on the cutting edge. I mean, he's fighting for us really, really hard. And but what the dark forces are trying to do, which would be Monsanto and the biotech industry and the Grocers Association and a lot of all the big food companies, they are trying to stop the labeling of GMOs. And they have this act in front of Congress right now to do that. And they have to get it approved before 2016 when Vermont's law goes into effect, because that would just be the death knell for them. So what's interesting is both of the senator and the representative that think that GMOs are just a great idea are Republicans, and they both tout states' rights. So they believe that states should have the rights to make whatever decisions they want, but not so when it comes to our food supply and big money. So over 64 other countries require either the labeling of GMOs, which costs practically nothing, in contrary to what they're stating, that it's going to bankrupt everybody. It costs hardly anything. We label stuff all the time. Or these countries ban GMOs altogether. So our country has decided that they are going to take a different approach to our rules covering our precious health, and that would be the revolving door approach. And the same administrators at the EPA and the FDA that require no long-term testing or labeling of our altered foods are actually former executives at Monsanto. So you can see where the problem lies right there. That's why nothing has happened in administratively. So I am urging everybody to call their representatives in their own states and ask them to vote against the ridiculously and erroneously named act that's called the Safe and Accurate Food Labeling Act. It does no such thing. We have one senator, Senator John Tester, who is a farmer, and he understands that the dangers of GMOs and calls the bill the DARK Act, which stands for Deny Americans the Right to Know, because it takes away the state's rights to label our food, no matter how erroneous the label of the act sounds. I mean, it sounds like they are favoring labeling. They're not. And just another clear way they want to try and confuse voters. So I think it's really important that everybody knows that this bill is percolating as we speak on the back burner and is going to be coming up for a vote very shortly, and we need to stop it. And maybe to encourage everybody to see this movie, the GMO-OMG, would be a way to kind of light a fire under people and get them to call their representatives and tell them that, you know, we're not going to stand for this kind of fooling around with our food supply and poisoning it. So that's my little message for today. I wanted to push again one more time this fabulous book on the subject that should be read, because it would make everybody's blood boil and activate them to pushing forward to doing some kind of action, and it's called Altered Genes, Twisted Truth, and it's by Steve Drucker, who's an attorney that has been fighting this fight for 20 years against Monsanto and biotech industries. And he explains in this book exactly how we got to this big mess that we're in now in this country. So that's what I'm hoping that people will become more informed, and through this movie, in this book, I think that it would be, is a great call to action.
Awesome, Carol. So I just interviewed the episode that came out yesterday on Monday, October 19th, 2015, was with a gentleman, Tom Lampman, out of Canada, and he worked for the dairy industry for, I don't know, 10 or 20 years up there. And he talks a lot about this and our how, you know, it connects to our soil and our land. And then I also talked to a gentleman named Bob Quinn, who is a farmer, but also has like a PhD in science and a big studier of, and he and John Tester's from Big Sandy. So they work together. And so I think that's episode 77, but he really talks a lot about our food supply And he's just a visionary. He has great solutions. So your call to action, the important part about it is, listeners, we can change this. And it just takes, learning a little bit, knowing a little bit more, and using your voice. Because senators can't do anything. John Tester wants to do this. He can't do anything without the support of the people. If our senators want to stand up for the right thing, they need, that's why Bernie Sanders is being so successful, because people are standing up behind him, and just, he's got this big momentum coming because of that. But the important thing is, we have a right to know what's in our food. We're not saying, we're just saying people have a right to know. We just want labels on it.
Right. And it's not, if people want to, eat GMOs, fine. That's just not even a problem at all. If they think it's great. But, of course, that's the fear is from Monsanto, is if they know that there's GMOs in there, they're not going to eat it, because people are not stupid and they don't want to eat, food that is altered. I mean, there's nothing wrong with regular food. And it's bad in two ways. Not only do they inject these foreign genes, lots of times bacterias, into the seeds that our food is grown from, and they don't know how that's affecting our genetic pool, human beings, that it could be, they're suspecting now that it's passed down through generations. So it alters the person's genes that are eating this food and then passes it on to the next generation. But then you've also got the poison problem, in that the foods are programmed to be resistant to poisons, and the main one is glyphosate, which is in Roundup and has been called out by the World Health Association as being a probable carcinogen. So there's two reasons to oppose GMOs. You've got the fact that we're eating genetically modified foods that we have no idea what are going to do in the long run to us, and also that we are being poisoned by hundreds of times more poison than we ever were before, and there's been no tests on that either. So those are the two reasons why this absolutely has to end. And the way it does is by contacting your representatives and saying that if they want your vote in the election next year, that they're going to have to step up to the plate and do the right thing. And that's Bernie Sanders' message too, is that even if he was to make it to president, he needs to have the rest of Congress behind him to be able to get anything done. And these bums that are getting paid off by these huge corporations, they've got to go.
Okay, so there's three things I can say. One that I was going to say is there's a great thing called MapLight, where you can go to maplight.org, and they will show you the connections between where the money's coming from to your representatives, so you can see. I'll put the link to that in the show notes, because they do a really good job of explaining how the money is connected to what politicians, what lobbyists are giving them the most donations and things. And then the other two things are, so you might think, well, I don't eat corn, but the big place you're getting it is cows and animals, and that they're using the corn in the feedlots, and the problems people are having with the animals that are being raised that are fed that food. And then the other problem that Peggy Jane came on and talked about is when you're using manure that comes from animals in your garden, that you can see a lot of problems with your plants. It can sometimes even, your garden's not going to grow, and you're getting that if you're trying to find manure. Now, Mike did tell me, I think, that after 3 years, supposedly, that's supposed to be out of its system. Just trying to find topsoil or compost or manure that hasn't had pesticides sprayed on it, or where the animals aren't eating weed-free hay. I always have to think about that. Weed-free seems like you would think, oh, cool, it's going to be healthier. But weed-free means they're spraying chemicals on it and there's no weeds. And then the third thing I just wanted to say, super quick, is there's this girl, she has this thing called the Food Babe Way, and she has a Food Babe Army, and she is changing the world. And it's because people are standing up and supporting her. She's the one that got the dye out of Kraft macaroni and cheese recently. She got Chipotle to put their food, their products, what's in their food up. And just, she's making change. If you don't know of her, the Food Babe Way, I think her name is Vanni Hari. She's another good resource. I'll put her link. But it's just the power of people standing together is what changes. It's the greatest thing about America we got.
Right. And keeping people informed, which the media is not very good at doing when it comes to anything in this area. They just don't. But you're right on about this. This manure problem is a huge problem because alfalfa is one of the latest crops that have been approved for to be genetically modified. And so that's why this is happening. It starts with the approval of alfalfa as a crop. And they're just lining up at the door for more and more and more and more products. And there's just simply no way that you can get away from all of this unless something drastic happens.
Mm-hmm. And you know what else? Sorry, I was just going to say
go ahead.
I've learned a lot from this show and the different people I've interviewed and seen is how many people are growing a lot of food, not just food for their families, but are following the CSA model that I, you know, saw this summer, and hopefully a lot of them are going to come on. And we've had quite a few guests, and how we can go with a local system of feeding our families, our schools. And I think we can get there, and we don't have to have the big agriculture.
No,
we're not going to all starve if big agriculture stops putting chemicals on our food.
Right. I agree. So you're doing good work, Jackie.
Aw, thanks. Yeah, the solutions are out there. So hopefully if we keep all connecting, we'll get there.
Yes, exactly.
Oh.
Love hearing any kind of new information that comes down the pike.
Okay. Hey, do you want to tell listeners about the Facebook page?
Yes, GMO Free Eureka Montana. And we post a lot on there, and we've got our events posted on there, and we are definitely going to be having another March Against Monsanto next May. So anytime you need to find out what's going on in our little hamlet, that would be the place to go.
And it's a great place for inspiration to have that going on in your own area and how to start or find out about, you know, I'm sure there's links with information because that's not like something we started here. That's a huge thing that goes around the country, the March Against Monsanto. So there might be an event in your area already you don't even know about that happened last year and it's going to happen again. And,
yes. And you can start your own Facebook page.
Yeah. Yeah.
About this.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Carol, for sharing with us today because, you know, having my podcast has been the best way to meet friends out there. Listeners, if anybody wants to connect with me, you can find me on Facebook. You can reach out to organicgardenerpodcast.com, which we should be getting a new website soon. But one of the reasons I asked Carol back is because you are such an amazing audience. And you, when she came on and talked about that in May, has been downloaded, you know, it's way up there. It's been downloaded over 800 times, I think, or close to 800 times. And so just we're happy to reach out to everybody. And if there's anything you want to know, I even put a survey up on the website if you want to fill that out and tell me what we can do better, how we can serve you, what's your biggest challenge in your garden. So thanks for listening today. Have a great day, Carol, and I'll see you Thursday night when we watch the movie. Maybe I'll report back and tell you what I saw.
Yeah, Jackie. I'll look forward to it. Okay. Keep up the good work.
Aw, thanks.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you for listening to the Organic Gardener Podcast. I'd like to encourage you to check out our website, organicgardenerpodcast.com. That's just organicgardenerpodcast.com. And you'll see the links to everything that we've talked about today in the show notes page and all the other episodes there. You can easily search for people by name. You can download our ebook on organic gardening basics and subscribe to our newsletter for updates and just different things that are going on. Thanks for listening, and remember to grow local.